Hey, hey, it's Molly Adams, and you're listening to YouthCast. In my opinion, audio is the best format for a confessional. You get to maintain this very identifying part of yourself, but without any face or mouth or expressions attached to it, your voice becomes virtually unidentifiable. It doesn't have to be altered in order for people to not know who you are. Voices, when they're just talking, we all kind of start to sound the same. The Youth Media Project in Santa Fe, New Mexico, produced Anonymous Baby, a confessional from a young woman who got pregnant at 14. There are a number of details missing from the story, so when I first listened to it, I was left with a lot of questions. But I realize it is rare to hear this much from a young person with this kind of story, especially unmediated in the first person, telling it from their point of view. So I present this week Anonymous Baby from the Youth Media Project.
I have many influences in my life, but there's one that rises above the others. I know that I'm young, and I know that I'm supposed to have the same outlook as any other teenage girl. I grew up fast, but not because I had to, because I wanted to. I realized the hell of high school early on, before I was actually there. I got into a long-term and amazing relationship. It started getting very serious, and I loved him a lot. So I decided the time was right, and we had sex. I knew that sex was very serious, and I had to be ready. And I was. We were very careful about it and used protection, but something still happened, and I wound up pregnant. I was so scared. I talked to my boyfriend about it. Neither of us had any idea what we were gonna do. Except that we couldn't. Well, we wouldn't abort. We talked about it for the next few days, trying to find a way to get through this situation. But the more I thought about it, the less it seemed like a problem. I wanted to keep our baby. Of course, I couldn't tell anyone that. I was 14. I was heading into my third week of pregnancy, and the morning sickness was already killing me. I had a doctor's appointment the next day, just to discuss my options, but I was still nervous. I was going to school every day like nothing was going on. Out of nowhere that day, I started to feel worse than before. My abs started hurting really bad, and I got even more sick to my stomach. I knew that something wasn't right. I laid down for a while, trying to make the pain go away. I hoped with my whole heart that nothing was happening to our baby, that it was just me. My worst fears became reality when I realized what was happening. Our baby was dying. I started to bleed uncontrollably and to shake. I was so scared. Well, scared isn't really the right word for it. It was more like empty and terrified. I was in class, so I told my teacher that I needed to go to the nurse and went outside. I called my boyfriend and my best friend. I told them both what had happened. My best friend denied it. She said that there was no way I could miscarry this early. My boyfriend was supported. He held me and just stayed quiet. He knew what was going on. I still went to the doctor the next day and asked her about it. She told me that it was a miscarriage and that there was no way the baby was still alive after losing that much blood. Of course, I told the father and then I shut down. I didn't want to think about the fact that I was supposed to have someone growing in me, where it's supposed to be safe. But I couldn't do that. I couldn't keep our baby safe. In the last year, I've talked about it maybe 12 times, but I think about it every day. I realize now what I would have done if things would have worked out and the baby would have lived. I would have done everything I could to keep our baby and give it the best life I could. It may not have been the best life ever, but that baby would have been loved more than anyone I know. Not only by its father and me, but by everyone around it. In a way, it's a good influence on me because after everything happened, I realized I need to be the best person I can possibly be so that someday I'll be able to support a baby with no questions asked.
You have heard a personal narrative from an anonymous high school student from the Radio Arts program at Monte Del Sol with the Youth Media Project for Adobe Youth Voices.
Anonymous Baby, was produced by the Youth Media Project, which has an hour-long live broadcast Wednesday nights on Santa Fe's community radio station, KSFR. If you don't live in Santa Fe, you can stream it online at ksfr.org. You can also go to youthmediaproject.org to read more about what they do and hear episodes like their most recent, a really powerful tribute to four teenagers who were killed in a car crash this summer, including one of their members. What you're listening to right now is Youthcast. We run a blog at youthcast.org. Head over there, you can find out about the social networking things we do, if you're into that, as well as find some links to fun internet stuff and hear our past episodes. And I'm Molly Adams. Youthcast is a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. Youthcast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.